could be used somewhere else. Even the body is not mine.
That's why we emphasize on attending to this part, which is not this, which is a little teeny part in you. We talked about it. It's a little boy who is selling the sweet, remember? We want you to attend to that. How difficult could it be? Extremely. Because all the others are jealous. Jealousy is there. How did you start the problem in that movie?
Jealousy.
This is what we are talking about. Now, you volunteer, therefore you read.
I'm not sure which one it starts. Is it, we are showing, O jealous one? When it...
Yes, when it makes. When it makes chapter.
It's 12:58.
Doesn't matter. A couple of verses before that. Let's start a little bit there.
When it makes chak-chak?
Yes.
When it makes chak-chak, say to it,
death and woe, in order that this hell, your fleshly soul, may become cold. So that it...
Could we agree upon something here? To translate nafs to nafs, if we don't translate it ego or something closer to that, we understand nafs. Because here, your fleshly soul doesn't give me that. Because this nafs is the ego, is the thing itself, you see? We call it nafs, and that's a very famous term. All of them are using it. The closest to me is ego, in a way. So here you will say, call death and pain upon that noisy chak-chak. That way, this, the hell of your ego will chill off, is something like that. Yes?
So that it may not burn your rose garden.
So that it may not burn your justice and well-doing. After that, anything that you sow will yield fruit. It will yield anemones and wild roses and thyme. Once more we are going wide of the straight way. Turn back, O Master. Where is our way? We were showing, O jealous one, that your ass is lame and the place of alighting far off. Quick. The year has turned late. It is not sowing time. Nothing except black shame and foul deeds. The worm has entered the root of the body's tree. It must be dug up and put in the fire. Hark and hark, O wayfarer. It is late. Life's sun is gone toward the pit. These two
I have no choice to accept that hark because I don't know what it is. But in Persian, I know it's very strong. This is one of those verses that normally when you read these long verses, there are some which are somehow made to stand up, to be remembered, and this is one of those. Hinohin eira ro bigao shud aftab om suye cha shud. Very elegantly, we say, hey, you, the fellow traveler, you, the walker in this path, the time is scarce, because the sum of your lifetime, lifespan, is going towards the well. The English doesn't sound that good, but the Persian expression is very strong, that, hey, wake up, because your life is coming to an end, and you're doing nothing. Yes.
These two brief days, when you have strength, quick, flap your wings generously. Devote this amount of seed
that you have remaining, in order that long life may grow from these two moments. While this jeweled lamp is not extinguished, see your trim its wick and oil immediately. See you trim its wick and oil immediately. Beware, do not say tomorrow, for tomorrows have passed. Let not the days of sowing pass away altogether. Listen to my admonition that the body is a strong bond. Put off the old if you have desire for newness.
You see, he emphasizes again and again that do not think that this is easy. Don't take that ego lightly. Because I'll tell you, be sure that this fleshly existence has a very strong bond to grab you. Because you started with this, let's not forget. We started with this, something happened, nobody explains what, then we are here. We are the different fellows, yes?
Shut the lips and open the palm filled with gold. Leave off being a miser with the body. Exhibit munificence.
Do you remember we talked about a fellow, the goldsmith? And we told you over there that, remember, your handmaiden is in love with the goldsmith because believes that the goldsmith is the best. Here you say, excuse me, you know what's the job of goldsmith? Gathering gold. I'm telling you to prepare to be the opposite, to be the giver of the gold. If gold is the best, be the giver of the gold. Yes?
Generosity is the abandonment of lusts and pleasures. No one who is sunken in lust rises up. This generosity.
I think it's not a bad time to talk about this. There is one word that we'll have a lot of difficulties in translation, because even Iranian they have difficulties to understand it. The word is shahwat. It's Arabic. And the Persians now, the only thing they understand when you talk about shahwat is sex. But shahwat is not only sex. Shahwat, one of the closest meaning is appetite. Because ishtaha is representing appetite. What you have appetite for? Of course, you have sexual appetite and other appetite for all the bodily pleasures, like eating, drinking, and all that. So, I think we could replace it, or at least in the parentheses have the meaning that here he's talking about shahwat. He said, avoiding the shahwat and pleasure is being a good fellow. What do you say?
I would say more than appetite, desire, like a yearning desire. Because appetite.
Yes, but it's animalistic desire, therefore it looks like appetite. It's a little bit more mechanical to me. Yes, it's a very big word and it could extend it, but I wanted to avoid to bring it down only to sex or extend it to a lot of complicated stuff. That's what I mean. And now the word is shahwat.
Yes? Can I ask for a transliteration of that? I've been putting for some of the key words after the English in parentheses a transliteration, so we know that it is something like whatever you're saying. So
I believe that that's inevitable. We have to do that, because no matter how you translate this, at the end of the day, you're responsible for transmitting the message properly, and the best solution to that is to give the optimal, I don't mean maximal, but optimal information over there. Yes, well, some practices to give the truth.
S-H-A, V-A-T.
S-H-A-H-V-A-T.
That's what I heard.
Transliteration.
S-H-A-H-V-A-T.
Okay. No,
W. S-H-A-H-W-A-T.
So it's that's
the, there is the difference between shahwa and shahwat. Yeah. In Persian, we pronounce it with V, because that W is Arabic, and Persians scarcely use that.
I know, but you were saying it's an Arabic word, so if it's an Arabic word, it has to be pronounced
Arabic. It's being translated from a Persian book. And now we have to have translators and explain this to limit the meaning to what Rumi means. Yes?
Generosity is the abandonment of Shavat and pleasures. No one who is sunken in Shavat rises up. This generosity is a branch of the cypress of paradise. Woe to him that lets such a branch go from his hand. This abandonment of Shavat is the firmest handle. This branch draws the spirit up to heaven. That the branch of generosity, O righteous man, drawing you aloft, may bear you to its origin. You...
What is he talking about now? Suddenly he switched to something else. Generosity. Generosity is the first thing that logically we could talk about with intelligent fellow, because they don't say generosity is no good. But remember, generosity is against the intelligence, because the brain should hate generosity. Of course, admire generosity if it is in other people giving me something. So he's emphasizing that, look at this generosity. First of all, by generosity, I don't mean that you give a very good salary to your kids to go and enjoy the weekend. Generosity means abandoning, putting aside your appetite and your attendance to desire. This is what they call generosity. And this generosity is a branch of that equilibrium at the end. Do you remember equilibrium at the end? They imagine another dimension, very bizarre one. In that dimension there is this garden, beautiful garden they call paradise. So they called it a garden, therefore there is an entrance, and there is someone at the gate. Some people believe it's Gabriel. And when you enter, of course you're thirsty, somebody will offer you water, and there is this, there is that, there is that, there is that. There is that. At the end there should be something which is the final point. That final point is a tree. Guess why? You remember the Khudar, the prophet that will